So, for those of you expecting Bridget, if you know my great colleague, Dr. Bridget Catlin, she would be speaking to you in a charming British accent. But instead, you're going to get my Wisconsin twang. So, I'm very happy to be here with you today, and I have no disclosures to disclose. So, we're going to do a little bit of a pivot here. From the great way that my colleagues have been using data, and many of you, the County Health Rankings data for research, to talking about how to use the County Health Rankings data for action in local communities. So this is how many people in local communities feel about data sometimes. We're drowning in measurement but trying to find meaning in it. And that is really the purpose of what the county health rankings are about. So how many of you have ever been to the county health rankings website? All right. I figured most of the people in the room, because somehow we've just taken off as a common source of data, a common source of models, of course, built on the great work of Dr. David Kindig. That Meredith referenced in Dr. Patrick Remington and my colleague Dr. Catlin. So what I want to do is kind of take you under the hood of the county health rankings for a moment and really talk about some of the tools and resources we have on the website that are often missed that will help you as you think about using data in your community. So for those of you not familiar with the county health rankings, first of all of the data is population health data, secondary data sources. We do no primary data collection on our own, and thanks, Maureen, you cited most of our sources for me. We compile the rankings by looking at the sum of Z-scores and looking at the order in which those happen. The reason we do rankings is because we are these strange public health people who really want media attention. We want the media to pay attention to the rankings because it gives us the opportunity to tell the story that health is more than healthcare, that there are many factors that influence health. And because of that, we need everyone in the community coming together to collectively work on improving health. And so it's meant to be a call to action to community leaders to use the report, hopefully then to move to the vertical side of this logic model, which is you bring people from your community together to implement evidence-informed policies and programs to improve health. So this is the model that has been shown in slightly different format. Dr. Kindig's model that Meredith showed was an earlier iteration of this. But this is the model we use to describe health. And it really is very foundational to everything we would do with the rankings. And I know I say this cautiously in front of a group who's here to hear about data, but this is more important than the data. I really believe that. And so does Bridget. If she were standing here, Bridget's the great data guru of our team, she would say the same thing. All of our data staff would. Because what this model has done throughout the nation is given people a simple picture to talk about the multiple or social determinants of health and to help people see where they fit, to see the relative contribution of each of these areas and to begin the conversations that can help you get out of that data pile mess and really think meaningfully about how people can take action. So, as Meredith explained, it's about health factors that determine health outcomes. So we measure length of life and quality of life and do one ranking for that, and then a separate ranking looking at the health factors or those determinants of health, but all about thinking, therefore, what policies or programs can we either sustain or implement in our communities to improve health. So there's the website that many of you have been to. So you know if you want to get to your county's health ranking, you can click on your state on the map, or you can write your county's name in that box right there. And when you do that, you'll come to the map of your state. The green map shows the health outcomes rankings. The blue map shows the health factor rankings, and the lighter the color the county, the healthier, the darker the color the county, the unhealthier. Now, what happens if you're on the website, this is the top, this is above the fold on the page, and what happens much of the time, most people don't scroll down. They just look at that, and then they might click on their county to get to their county snapshot. But here's what happens if you scroll down. You get to this wealth of additional information about your state. You will find a place you can download all the data for your state, which obviously people in this room are doing. There's also a way on our website to download the whole national data set. But you can also get these maps. You can get a report that you can print out to hand to people who like paper more than websites, like your local elected officials. You can find more data, and we'll be talking about the types of data you can find more. We have a number of stories about how people are using the county health rankings to improve health, and you can find stories about your state. You can find resources for your state and contacts in your state, and a link to our Action Center. So we have a tool on the County Health Ranking site called Using the Rankings Data. And this is really intended to help people, as I said, get under the hood of the car and think about how to use the data that is here to drive that action to improve health that is so important. It has four levels. And what I like to tell people is back in the day when I was a local health officer, if there had been this kind of data available in one-stop shopping for me to get, I would have thought I had died and gone to heaven. I am so old. I remember waiting for the paper report to come from the state of Wisconsin. And I remember doing crazy things like taking numbers from a paper report and inputting them into really old versions of spreadsheets because we didn't have data downloads. You young people in the room probably think I'm a dinosaur now. But this is actually a place that I think many, many people are not aware of on the rankings website. So let me take you through these four layers. Exploring the data is really the content we have about where we get the data from, how we calculate the rankings, and so I'm going to skip over that. But the next part is about making use of your snapshot. So if you click on your county on the map, you'll get to your county snapshot. This happens to be Guilford County in North Carolina. And as we look at this snapshot, and this is their health outcomes factors, one of the things we encourage you to do in the using your snapshot is take your county data and first of all compare it to the state mean, North Carolina, or that last column of data on the right. Now you can see Guilford County ranks pretty well in North Carolina. They rank 14th in health outcomes overall out of 100 counties, and 15th in length of life and 9th in health quality of life. So not surprisingly, most of those measures in Guilford County are better than the state of North Carolina, except for one, which is low birth weight infants. They have a higher rate of low birth weight babies in Guilford County than the state as a whole. And these numbers are probably small for the people in the back, but it's 9.5%. The state mean is 9.1%. And we give you the 95% confidence interval, which is 9.2 to 9.8. So we know that's because it is higher than the state mean, that is truly a bigger issue in Guilford County than in North Carolina as a whole. So you could sit back and say, we're doing pretty good. We're better than North Carolina. But then you might want to compare yourself to the column that says top U.S. performers. So that is the 90th percentile for all counties in the United States. And you can see now, if you're a Guilford County resident and you start comparing yourself to the top performers in the United States, you're not anywhere near where those top performers are. So that gives you opportunity to focus attention perhaps in those areas. However, you're probably not going to focus in health outcomes. We do not walk out the door and say, I'm going to improve premature death in my community. What we do is really think about, I'm going to improve these specific health factors in my community to improve health. And so, again, the numbers are very, very small here, but you would do a very similar analysis on your health factors. Where are we doing better than the state? Where are we doing worse? Where are we doing better or worse than the top U.S. performers? Now, you also see on this particular depiction of the health factors is there's some things with orange boxes. And if I go back to this slide, you see that there's a place on your snapshot that says areas to explore. It defaults to off, but if you turn that on, you will see areas that, based on an algorithm we have that compares the data to state means, national means, and the relative weight of that measure in the county health rankings matrix, some areas that Guilford County might want to look at. So smoking, obesity, sexually transmitted infections, unemployment, and the violent crime rate. And most of those, if you had done that comparison of Guilford County to North Carolina and the U.S. Best Performers, would have risen to you as well, too. So once you've had a chance to really look at your snapshot, you may want to dig deeper. You may have looked at that and said, okay, violent crime is an issue. Let's dig into that and see what we can learn more about violent crime in our community before we immediately start taking action. So the digging deeper part of this exploring the rankings data tool will take you into questions to think about in each of these areas to hone in on more data you might want to look at. If it's violent crime, what types of violent crimes? Where is it happening? What neighborhoods are affected by this? Who are committing the crimes? Who are the victims of the crimes? And really to better understand that issue. We also link you to a whole bunch of resources that can help you visualize data better. So, again, a one-stop shop if you want to look at more mapping resources available on this digging deeper portion of the tool. And then, finally, there is a place on this tool that is a one-stop shop for finding more data about your community. We link to state sources that provide local data, and we link to national databases that have data at the county or lower level. Now, one of the things everybody wants to know, and Peter referred to this, is, you know, county is often too big, especially if you're from someplace like LA County or the Bronx. I mean, there's more people in those counties than there are in half the states of the nation. So county clearly is not the best measure for you. But some of these resources can get you to data that you can find in a zip code or census tract. And there's a chart on the Finding More Data page that summarizes that for you, and then you have links right into all of these data sources. So a one-stop shop for a wealth of data. So the last thing I want to talk about before I wrap up here is second to last thing, is about measuring progress. Because one of the things that can be frustrating for us, and I'm sure is frustrating for you, is when people think that ranks are a really good way to measure progress. Or you have a local elected official who says, well, wait a minute, we were 10th last year and now we're 12th. What did we do to get worse? And so we have added a place on our website to help you think through how to measure progress and to avoid or minimize how much you use ranks as the sole measure of whether you're making progress. So ranks are a tool. They are relative. If you get better and everybody else gets better at the same rate, your rank will not improve. Likewise, if you get worse and everybody else gets worse faster, your rank will actually improve. So remember, ranks are relative to what is happening with every other county in your state. Now, it's still important because if you're getting better but everybody else is getting better faster, there's something to learn about looking to your neighbors and thinking about what are they doing or what's happening in those communities that may influence our rank and that we could learn from them. A second piece about ranks that's really important is that change takes time. And so if you decrease your smoking rate this month, it's going to take longer for that to show up in chronic disease prevention. Likewise, if you improve your high school graduation rates, it's going to take longer to see that improvement in health outcomes. And so therefore, we really encourage local communities to be sure and be looking at individual measures and measuring their progress in regard to that. We also have trend data on our website, and you can about 10 of the measures have trends where you can see how your community is doing related to the state and the nation. And we have, this is an example of the kinds of data sources at the state level. So as I wrap up, we also have a tool called Poised for Progress, so you can do a self-assessment of where you're at. And if you look to the site, we have an action center where you can find more resources that will talk you through the kinds of things I've just shared with you today. So we encourage you to stay connected to us. And again, I will acknowledge all of my great colleagues at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute.